Hello, everybody. Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode 394. This is Door-to-Door Geek, a.k.a. Stephen Laughlin from Panos.com. This is the Android show about applications. All kinds of applications, but today I think we're going to be a little bit game-rich for at least one of us here. And today I'm joined by Eric R. Dini. How's everything going, man?
Good, man. It tastes a little gamey tonight.
Tastes a little gamey. Well, I don't know. Use more Worcestershire sauce.
Yep. Definitely. I don't know, man. I ran out of real apps or productive apps, and I just went non-productive games.
Real apps. Just tell everybody, Eric. Go ahead.
You
already did.
No. Hey, speaking of games, Amazon's got $90 worth of free games as of live right now recording. I'm not sure if that's still going to be going on when you hear this, though.
In the Google Plus posting, I want to say the guy did say now through Saturday, so which for us live is only 2 days away. So
yeah.
It's going to be well over.
So get the Amazon App Store and keep your eyes open for the next one.
Yes, but a little tip, you do not have to use the App Store. When you do, it also downloads the app. If you log in via the web interface on a desktop browser, you can just click buy without downloading the application. Market for purchase.
Sometimes I'll buy them for free, you know, on the free app of the day, and just choose not to install it. It's kind of the same way to do it if you're not in front of a computer.
Exactly. We are also joined this episode by Mark Cockrell from ElementOP.com. How's everything going, Mark?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to... wrong show. Hi. I'm good. Great, thanks. How are you?
That's better than any opening we've got.
Eric, I am right here.
Did it get cold in here, or was it just Eric?
Yeah. Well, Mark, I want to definitely thank you for coming out all this week. And I definitely, anytime, literally, no pun intended, the door is open.
Really, three nights a week is a bit much to ask, though, Door. I mean, it's a lot.
It only depends, Mark. You are doing six a week. That's nothing.
That's true.
Absolutely. We're going to have this as the Empty the Tank episode. And I will ask Eric. Eric, do you have anything in your tank that you would like to unload?
Yeah, I got four colors in my tank. My first app is a game called Four Colors.
Okay.
This is rated E for everyone. It is that doesn't seem to be... Oh, yes, there is in-app purchases. By Vertigo LTD, and it's the number 4. The word colors, C-O-L-O-U-R-S. Mm-hmm. Some people would say that that's the correct way to spell it. And then it's got colon puzzle game. And basically, this is just a game where you've got a blue, a red, a yellow, and a green dot, and you fill in kind of like drawing, or not drawing, but coloring. And you basically have to have these different shaped puzzles, and you fill in the blanks and not touch the same color to two squares. Does that make any sense at all to people?
Kind of. The border, if two shapes are bordering, they both cannot have the same color.
Yes, correct. Yeah, right.
That's a much simpler way to say it.
Yeah, thank you, Dor.
And it looks like almost like a trial error kind of thing where you end up, of course, you cannot have five shapes bordering one, or else you only have four colors to pick from. So you can only have so many bordering each other, but the shapes of them looks like they start to change. They all fit in the same kind of area of a square, but it definitely gets a little bit more complex. Of course, the very first puzzle is four blocks and just doesn't matter. Put any color you want anywhere.
Yeah.
But it definitely looks like it goes up in complexity, but the style of this literally looks like something they didn't take the guy long graphically.
and there's lots of levels. I mean, I made it up to level 12 in no time. So, I mean, the progression from four blocks to extremely hard, there's a lot of levels to get there. So you can play it for a long time while it's still fairly simple before you have to really start thinking. It's nice.
Very cool. Yeah, and it's, again, free for everyone, offers in-app purchases. Completely F is in free and G.
The next one.
Have you guys ever done the game? I'm sorry to interrupt. The game Gravitrex. You guys ever covered that one?
Gravit.
Gravitrex.
The name definitely does not ring a bell.
It was episode 78. Door brought it.
No.
Yeah.
So I was complaining on my show a while back about the lack of the standing in line game, the perfect casual game, and the developer of this app sent me an email and said, hey, try this. And it is literally the only game I've ever paid for. And I think I paid $1. But, you know, I went through the first 25 levels, and then you have got to buy the next 25 levels. And it kept me busy for, I don't know, a month? And that's a long time, sitting in boring meetings at work. A month is a lot of hours of play. And I've burned through all the 50 levels now, and I need more levels. But, you know, check that one out. It's a fun little retro arcade rocket ship game.
Yeah, I compared this. I'm going to try to channel myself from a while ago. This is like Lunar Lander.
Very similar, yes.
With vector images and limited control mechanisms. So it's all about the touch. Having the touch of
I mean, it even has the raster flicker that the old games had. They really were very accurate in terms of the reproducing that late 80s feel of an arcade game. And in fact, the guys do make a full stand-up arcade version of the game if you got about $3,000 to spend. But for $1 on the phone, the phone one is pretty good.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I love that look. Probably easy on the battery, too, with all the black background and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I'm sure I'm going to keep bringing games you guys have already done, because you've done every app in the store. But another one that I really love is called Flow Free. It's where you connect the dots, and I like the Bridges edition in particular, where it's like pipes. You got dots on the end, and they can't cross each other. And that's another one that just kept me entertained for many, many, many hours. And I can't say that about a lot of games, but those two both did. So
Well, we brought Neon Flow Free, which actually...
There's several variations of it. The Bridges one is my personal favorite, because at least one square on the thing you have to cross twice. And so that adds an entire new dimension to the game.
Yeah, that definitely changes the algorithm, I'll say.
Yeah.
And there were times, like in the 11 by 11 grid, for example, where I would have all the dots connected but not have filled all the spaces, and that doesn't count. So, you know, it's very frustrating. I made a line go everywhere, I made them cross, and it's still not done. And so I like games like that where it challenges me intellectually.
We've brought quite a few of these. It's like running electrical circuits or something, kind of.
Right. Maybe it's all those years of pulling cable that why I like this so much.
Yeah, it definitely connects with you on that level, I'll say. And the thing I like about the game, the word I'll use is anal. The game is anal. You're either perfect or you lose. There is no between.
Yeah, and worse yet, it tracks how many attempts you did. Oh. So even if you connect everything, you lose points if you have to backtrack. So it's like, say there's 8 pipes, and it took you 15 tries to get 8 pipes. So even when you're perfect, you can be imperfect.
It's like real life.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
I think people count my whiteout or something, reports.
Right. Hey, Eric, do you have any more?
Yeah, this next one was a suggestion from my daughter, actually. And she was surprised that we hadn't brought it, because it is the official smash hit web game. And now it's on mobile, and it's called agar.io, agar.io, and it's by miniclip.com.
Okay.
And I had never heard of it. It looked extremely familiar, though, when I installed it and started playing. It basically, you are a circle, and you're out to devour other circles. And the bigger circles who are bigger than you will devour you.
This is, I'll say, like Angry Birds-esque or Flappy Bird-esque. This model of game has been mimicked millions of times. It started with Osmosis, I will say, is the first one I remember where you have to eat things that are smaller than you, and you got to avoid things that are bigger than you. I will say, I guarantee you I looked at this before, but because there's no video in the store, I just glossed right over.
And this is a multiplayer. Everybody across the world is playing against you at the same time. Mm.
Oh, so some of those bigger dots are other people?
They are all other people.
That's a new wrinkle.
Yep. If there's a name or a picture on them, when you do it on the computer, you can really customize your blob. And you can split your blob into two or more than two. And you can, there's another power up that I didn't quite get, didn't quite understand what it was trying to do. It kind of made me speed up maybe a little bit, but I don't think that was what it was trying to do.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, I submit to you, this is the only podcast this week where you hear, will hear the phrase, you can customize your Bob.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the only podcast you're going to hear about this app I'm bringing next also. This app, I'm sorry, did you guys have anything to talk about the agar.io?
No, not okay. Me.
Then I submit to you, sirs, Booty Man.
Oh.
By Lilypad. Lilypad Studios. And Lilypad, in this case, is LILLEYPAD. And basically, Booty Man is in, sitting in a park, on a park, standing in a park, and there's this chick with a big booty, and he can't keep his eyes off that, and he keeps walking over, and she kind of thinks that somebody might be looking at her, and you got to stop looking and like start reading your newspaper real quick before she catches you. But you can't stand for too long because you're timed, and you got to get across to the other side of the park. It's Aaron, just a really super simple game with a great name. That's all.
First, I'll say Lilypad Studios has taken all of their effort, all of their time, all of their emphasis, and they've decided to just do this one game, number one.
Yeah.
Two, you've brought in games like this before where you basically can't be caught looking, kind of thing, almost like you might have, I don't know, a problem, maybe, about looking. Where maybe you shouldn't be. We were just in Chicago a week or two ago where there was Lollapalooza, where there was lots of females wearing bras walking around.
Don't shoot the algorithm door. I don't know why Google Play throws these in front of me. I'm not typing in the word booty man wondering if there's a game that would be called that.
But Eric, it is booty man. Lilypad Studios, T for Teen, 99 cents to buy, 2 reviews, 10 to 50 installs.
Yeah, one of them.
I don't know how to process this, Eric. I don't know how to respond to this. A game where you have to look without looking and not get, and you paid $1 for this, Eric?
I must have. It says it's installed, so. Yeah, that Google surveys, I have no filter now. I'm getting free money to answer 2-question surveys, so I'm spending it because it only lasts a year, Dor.
Yes, I know. You've said that before. It only lasts a year. Yes.
All right. Okay. My next one's just every bit as elegant as that last one. This one's called Pharaoh's Party, Coin Pusher.
Okay.
This is a simulator. Of one of those great coin pushing games you'll find at a county fair.
Oh, I used to love
it. For those who can't go to the county fair, which is probably running in your county as we speak, because it's time for the farm kids to come in from the fields and go back to school, so they got to go to the fair to spend all that money they made over the summer. And this is a coin pusher. There's a couple extra things, you know, they can't just do it like a regular coin pusher game. They had to upgrade it where there's these like bonus power ups and stuff that can also fall off with the coins, but. You know, sometimes you'll get, you know, I always liked it, you know, they'll throw like little coin purses full of tokens or something in there sometimes.
Right. Well, I'll ask Mark here. Mark seemed to pop when you said it. Explain to the listeners that don't know what a coin pusher is, Mark, what a coin pusher is.
Well, it is at the county fair where I had to come in out of the fields. And how did you know, Eric? Where, you know, it's a little taste of Vegas. In rural Indiana, you have this machine where you drop a coin in and you can, and on some of them you can like aim it left and right.
Yep.
Some of the really bad ones you can't even do that, and those aren't even any fun to play. That's no different than a slot machine. You're just putting your coin in and hoping for something to happen. So there's a bulldozer like apparatus that's got coins loaded on it, and the sides are open. So that as it pushes coins forward, it's just as likely to push them off the side as it is to push them off the edge. Now, the ones at the state fair where I grew up, there were various things stacked on top of the coins. So if you push the right coins off, you could get a cigarette lighter or a switchblade comb, which I had, or, you know, something cool like that. But what you don't realize is physics is a son of a gun, because the heavier thing that they put on there, the less likely it is to get pushed over the slightly inclined ridge. So you would spend dozens and dozens of tokens trying to get that really cool thing that you were never, ever going to get. And the carnies laughed at you. So that's what a coin pusher is.
Well,
I'm just still really, enjoying the fact that you had a switchblade comb.
You didn't have one, Dor?
More than one, man.
Yes, I did, but Mark admitted it. I mean, that's something else.
Oh.
I will say,
I took the comb out and put razor blades in it. Does that help?
Yeah, that definitely does. I had a older great aunt and great uncle who would go to Ocean City, Maryland. Ocean City, Maryland, hon, and they knew the patterns for all of those types of machines and like the claw machines. They were the ones who would put in, $5 in those machines, get 20 or 30 bucks worth of stuff out of them. And I remember them trying to explain to me the method behind the coin pusher game. And I just kept thinking to myself, this looks to me like a losing battle. I mean, the likelihood of you putting one coin in and getting two coins out is far lower than 50%, I thought. Far lower than 50%. How are you able to do this? So I sat there for like an hour and a half and I watched them. And they genuinely put in like $20, but they got nearly $30 or $40 out of the machine. And I couldn't understand how they were able to do it. They tried to explain it to me like twice. And the claw machine, they explained every three or four times you would get the real pull. And here's how you tell when it's the real pull. And then after putting $2 or $3 in, you knew the pattern. So what my aunt and uncle would literally do was figure out the pattern, figure out where the pattern was at, then just sit back on a park bench, eating an ice cream cone, waiting to see some dumb kid put his money in. Oh, not this time. And then have some other kid put his money in. Oh, then right after that kid would leave, they would walk up, put their money in, get their stuff.
I had a brother-in-law who was just a wizard with those, and maybe that's how I was. But every week, he was bringing my daughter some random stuffed animal that he got out of a claw machine, because he just knew how to make them work. I've never gotten anything out of a claw machine in my whole life.
Yeah, ditto. Anything that involves the physical world and moving parts, can't do. Can't do, can't comprehend. even if it's a printer. If a printer breaks, my answer is buy a new printer.
Well, that's my answer when they run out of ink, because it's $40 cheaper, ink and $35 for a printer.
Yeah.
So do you have any more apps, Eric?
I brought one for you, Dor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you better lay out. Now, this one's called Don't Get Fired by Quick Turtle. This is a role-playing game in your 8-bit loveliness. I don't know if you've played this before or not, but...
No, I did see it, though.
You see the second screenshot says failed an interview?
Yeah.
I've never gotten past that.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't. I'm horrible at the interview, and I don't do anything to deserve getting failed, because I don't even answer one question. Maybe it doesn't ask me one question. Yeah, so it's like some story game where you get this killer job in Korea, or you could.
I can't download this game, because right at there, the second screenshot, it says Wonth Company. I'm sorry, that's a grammar fail.
Oh, yeah. After that, it says
dead to me.
Tooth Company.
This game is dead to me.
Doesn't get any better.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say in the screenshot. Wonth Company, .. Finally, !! I came to Korea, !! I've always wanted to work here, !! I'm so excited, !! XD. Let's get started. !! Far too many !! Number one. And it's bad when the oneth is something I even look at. Like, what?
Yeah, that's just lazy. Right there.
That is one line of code, people. Yep.
And considering you couldn't even get past the interview step, Eric.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would do any better.
No, I'm not saying I tried a ton of times. I tried at least two, and it did the same thing twice, and I had no way to control my destiny there. And I was like, well, you know what? This is, we're moving on.
Okay. Don't get
I also
fired.
Hate it when I see a program where it's got something written. It's like dog parentheses S. So it's one dog or two dogs with a parentheses S. Once again, one line of code, people. You can change that variable. I promise you.
Very quickly, too. That was Don't Get Fired from Quick Turtle.
That was my tank. And this one had a lot of downloads. 12,885 five-star reviews. don't know. Pretty much like life. Kind of hilarious. Oh, first 5 minutes, you're getting turned down. Okay, well, okay. I guess that is sort of like life. No, I can't relate. I think I got the first job I applied for, so.
Yeah. Okay. Mark, do you have any applications left in your tank?
Now, you told me my job here was to rant and bring tangents. I didn't bring any apps. Okay. Sorry.
Do you have any tangents in your tank? Tank of tangents?
Well, I was doing my best with the code, but you guys kept running it. You're too good at staying on task. Steve has trained you well.
No, it's just that I'm a coder. I've actually coded stuff in the past, and these are the kind of things that I've literally pushed applications out to hundreds of users and then had somebody tap me on my shoulder and ask me where I learned to spell.
See, I worked for 15 years in public education. I reread every email I ever sent 12 times because there was a dozen English teachers that were going to read that. And it was one of the most stressful events of my life was sending an email to English teachers.
Yeah.
I would be fired in a week, I'm pretty sure.
There's a piece of software that we just started using the other day, and there was an error that came up, and I was trying to download a file, and it wouldn't let me get into the folder. And it said, the error message came up, and I chastised the people about it. Said, user don't have the authority to view this file. I'm like, man, the ghetto can you
That's
get?
That's really what the error message said?
User don't have the authority to view this file.
So that's what I would expect a support ticket to say. There was an error, something like this, or my favorite is there was an error, but I didn't pay any attention to it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason those things are on the screen, people.
Exactly.
Okay. Snipping tool.
Here's my tank here, and I think there's going to be at least one application that one of you guys are going to really like. And this first one here is called Shooting Stars, and it's by Noodle Cake Studios. Noodle Cake Studios. I don't know how much money they're making, but they are everywhere, and the number of games and applications they have on all mobile devices is almost sickening. We've all at least seen or downloaded at least one game from Noodle Cake. And this game is almost like the game 1941 or 1942, where you're the airplane, top-down view, flying up vertically and shooting on a portrait screen, except imagine if you did a lot of hallucinogenic drugs and you never fully recuperated. That's how I'm going to describe this game. And unfortunately, if you watch the video, it's a minute long. You don't actually see any real gameplay up until about 41 seconds.
Oh, really?
Of the video. Okay. Yeah. It is super neon-y, super bright, lots of shooting, lots of bullets, lots of power-ups, lots of music. Lots of things going on. $2.99.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It was $2.99. I felt honestly a little bit comfortable with getting this, even though it said T for teen. When I looked at it, I didn't see anything adult that was like sticking out at me. So I did buy it, put it on my oldest son's tablet, and I just asked him, "Tell me if there's anything on the game." Because I played for like 10 minutes, I didn't say anything. Tell me if there's anything on the game that just makes you laugh. Because I know if it's at all dirty or adult, he'll just giggle incessantly at it. And he said no, it was just a silly game. And I do like, if you look at like the fourth screenshot or so, there's a reference to the Big Lebowski, it looks like, in a screenshot where it says, "I am the only one who's even trying," and it's Goodman from the Big Lebowski, it looks like.
Yeah, this game looks crazy, man.
Yeah, that's the best way, to be honest, I can put it, is mildly to legitimately crazy. Okay, this next game is a Lego game. Why? Because Legos are awesome. $4.99 game, brand new, only 6 reviews on it. Looks like only between 5 and 10 installs. That's how new this is. Lego Batman Beyond Gotham, everyone 10 and up, $4.99, does have in-app purchases. I am putting this on my kids' tablet because they still have Google Play credit left over from Christmas kind of thing. And there's little doubt in my mind, my one kid is going to love to play it and my other kid is going to love to watch it, because this to me just looks like a very, very well-polished, good game. The Lego people are really seem like they're going all at it on Android apps.
those characters are so shiny, and man, polished is right. I mean, it's like every piece inside this game has been waxed or something, you know?
It's got Robin in it, though. That's an immediate minus 1 point for me.
Yes, but at least it's the Robin that looks like it's from the old TV show. Does that help?
Robin was essentially, you know, the sweet Polly Pureheart of Underdog. His only purpose was to get in trouble so that Batman would have somebody to save.
Right, and to say, gee, willikers,
yeah,
and stuff
holy,
like that.
Holy whatever, Batman.
Yes, but I will also say, to me, the other good part about this game that I saw was it has a lot of people from the Lego Batman verse in the game. Everybody from Green Lantern, which, to be honest, he was one of my favorites as a kid. I will admit that. Wonder Woman, Superman, whole
is
bunch.
The Cowardly Lion on one of those?
Your
from
guess.
Wizard of Oz?
Your guess might be better than mine because I can't tell. And I think that's a good call. It's some kind of cat.
It's either that or Lionel the Thundercat.
But he didn't have a tail.
Depends on which cosplay we're talking about.
Oh, now we're getting deep. Okay. But again, Lego Batman Beyond Gotham, $4.99, E for everyone, 10 and up in-app purchases. If you got a Lego kid, it's really hard to not try to get them these kinds of games.
Yeah.
Okay, what I have here now is going to, I think, spark some retro things here. Okay, this is called Battle Golf by Capsule, K-A-P-P-S-U-L-E, E for everyone, no in-app purchases, completely free. This is like the old, I want to say tank game, where there was two people on each side of the screen, or you could have more, where you could change your angle and your power and try to shoot each other. This is like that, but in the middle, there's golf. There's a golf hole, and you're on each side of the screen. Can be two player game. To where you're each in control of the angle and the power of your shot with the goal of course trying to make a hole-in-one or a golf shot. But there's a lot of interactive stuff going around, but it looks literally like something out of like 1979.
Looks like in television.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see your tank reference, but yeah, there's neat.
Yeah, the old game I used to play was called Scorched Earth, and it was an old freeware game. Where it was like that, where you launched your tanks back and forth. Launched your artillery. I mean, it's a basic artillery game, but with golf. Mm-hmm. Only instead of attacking your opponent, you're trying. It's a neat take on it.
It looks like you could also attack your opponent, but
yes. Well, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, in the video, at one point in time, the guy on the left hits the ball, and it literally hits the other guy across the screen right in his head and knocks him over.
Anybody wearing those pants deserves a golf ball to the head.
I can argue that. Okay, yeah, that was Battle Golf. Stupid fun. It's free. It's hard to be free. What I'm going to bring here next, I have to bring, only because it's going to be utterly popular is what I'm going to say. Disneyland. It's finally, quote-unquote, a official app for Disneyland by Disney, where it does also show you the distance something is from you, how much weight is involved with the app. Can help you with your staying inside the park kind of thing, and it can help you organize your day kind of thing. I despise the company Disney itself. I don't like how they've influenced United States law and everything else, but for entertainment purposes, it's hard to beat Disney. And for family entertainment, for family fun, it's really hard to beat Disney. So I can tell you, next time we go to Disney, which is inevitable. We will. It's just a question of when. I'm going to have to install this app and see how much it can help me get around the park, find good things to do in a timely fashion, and figure out direct routes of where to go.
I've never been to Disney, but any app like this for anywhere you go, I love it when they make apps like these.
I took my family to Disney World a couple of years ago, and we downloaded the My Disney Experience app, and it is handy for the time you're there, but you know, I felt dirty when I left. I had to purge my system of that app because it's just Disney World, Disneyland. It's essentially a mall with characters walking around. The whole thing is designed to get you to buy stuff.
Yes, the whole time I'm walking around, it's like I hear a vacuum cleaner trying to suck money out of my pocket.
It's not like just going to Great America or something where you just go on rides and stuff like that.
Now, Disney is much more aggressive about taking the money. And unfortunately, my wife had access to the accounts. So, okay. And I have to bring this one in memory, in homage of Steve Cherbino, who is a music aficionado. Even if he doesn't call himself that, compared to me, he's a music genius. This is called Stage Light, not Stage Fright. Mini rant, anyone over 4.0, it doesn't matter if you're protected against stage fright because it's useless. Useless. AD, address, space, layout, randomization, ASLR. That's been in Windows since Windows Vista, I believe, and it was in Android since version 4.0 and up because of because of the address, space, layout, randomization. I knew how to get that out. Your memory is basically scrambled at each boot. So every time you boot, things are put into RAM in a different place. Thus, exploits are extremely difficult to actually be successful. So the likelihood of you having stage fright on your phone, being vulnerable to it, and having somebody run an exploit in it is greater than 1 in 10 billion. So don't worry about stage fright. I had a guy email me too. Don't worry about stage fright. In fact, don't even care about stage fright. Do not disable MMS. Don't even say the word stage fright again, or I will come and I will pop the tires on your car. We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to worry about it. If you're running something older than 4.0, I'm sorry. Go get a new device. It's been a while. It's been a long while, actually. And if you're on a semi-popular device, at least, that is running something older than 4.0, ROM it. ROM it to something new. I mean, you're going to get a better experience anyway. So stage fright, again, what a surprise. Overhyped, pointless, meaningless, and 90+% of the people out there do not have to worry about it. Mini rant over. Okay. Now, this music thing is called Stage Light by Open Labs LLC. Completely free, does have in-app purchases. This, to me, looks like it's trying to be a more complex, more sophisticated song editor, music arrangement editor. I'm sure in the grand scheme of things, this is not professional level, but there's little doubt in my mind someone new into the idea of music creation can learn something and just have fun with an application like this, learning some stuff about looping, arrangements, tempo, and other kinds of things.
You can't save unless you pay for it.
You're right. You cannot save unless you pay for it, and it will give you the ability to save to their service, I believe, and share with their service, but to share it on the device or to share to anything else, I do believe, costs money.
I don't know what it takes, but it says incompatible with all of my devices. And I have some serious flagship devices, so I'm stunned by that.
It will install on my Nexus 7. That's it.
Well, mine is even more obscure. It will install on my Cube i6 Air 3G China tablet. It will install on my JDX S7800 Chinese gaming tablet. It will install on my son's RCA, in air quotes, quad-core tablet, but on nothing else. So, I'm going to guess...
Tablet app.
But they're new. Again, only 40 reviews in the market. 5,000 downloads updated July 28th. My guess is they're still in the upswing of this kind of thing. Hopefully, they get more hardware support is what I will say. Because to have low hardware support like that, just, it hurts you. It hurts your brand. It hurts your application.
You were talking about 4.0, so I had to check real quick to make sure what operating system I was running on. And I got to say, this Nexus 7, I've been complaining about it since the day it arrived. And it never had anything but KitKat on it since the day it arrived. I used the Nexus toolkit, installed 4.1.2 on it. And this thing is as spunky as my 2013 Nexus 7. Or it doesn't lag or anything like it. It was unusable lag on whatever Lollipop. And it's usable. I'm happy. I'm really happy for a free tablet. You know, essentially free.
Yeah, on that tablet, I do believe there was a sweet spot with OSs, and as time went on, it got more bitter and more bitter to where if you're up to date on that tablet, you have a horrible experience, which is sad because it's a Nexus. Okay, here's the last app I have for the day. Amazon. Love them or hate them, Some people will not use Google Drive. Some people will not use Microsoft OneDrive. Some people will not use other services. They're so embedded in the ecosystem of Amazon. Well, Amazon also has cloud storage. Okay. If that is your container of choice, I'm going to say, to store your files, there is now an Amazon Android application called Amazon Cloud Drive. Basically, exactly like Dropbox, exactly like Google Drive, exactly like all those other applications, will let you basically map your device right to your cloud drive to where you can upload, download, copy, send files, and do some limited viewing. I'm not sure about editing of content, but at least viewing of content directly on your drive. Completely free because the drive space costs money. E for everyone, no in-app purchases. So if you're a part of Amazon's system, this is probably a very good app to have.
Somehow I've never used Amazon Cloud Drive. This is not S3, Amazon S3 or something like that, right?
No, I do not believe it's S3. I do not believe it's Glacier. I do not believe it's any of that. It's just cloud storage. I believe this is connected with their music upload service, to where if you upload your music, you can put it in that quote-unquote cloud drive.
A dollar a month for, so it's $12 a year, and you can get 3 months for free.
Yes, but I do not see
unlimited photo storage.
Well, they say unlimited, but I'm sure.
Oh, unlimited photo storage for Amazon Prime members. Other storage plans start at $12 a year. I see.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
If you're not an Amazon Prime member, just go do that right now. You'll thank me later.
Yeah.
Oh, to be a Prime member? Yeah.
Yeah. And the one thing I will just throw out there for anyone who has bad experiences on Amazon, the nicest way I can put it, it's probably your own fault. It's just like the people who go on eBay and have bad experiences. You have to look at who you're purchasing from. Just because it's on Amazon does not mean you're buying it from Amazon. And when you fight and you scrape and you claw and you try to find those super cheap deals, I guarantee you the cheapest of the cheapest deals is not sold by Amazon. Thus, you might not get the quality of service or the quality of product because you're not dealing with Amazon. You're dealing with somebody else.
So always look who you're buying.
It's true.
I know, but that's like my exact rant that I had last week about my Note 4 case. Anyway, hey, and you know what? Sean Johnsoni shared this with me. I'm going to share it with our listeners. I may regret doing this because I'm getting some killer deals right now. And when all of the listeners go and flock to this website, they're going to take some of my deals away. But there's this website called AMZ Review Trader. All one word, AMZ, and then ReviewTrader.com. Basically what it is, they verify that you have an Amazon account. Then you can shop on this website. And what this website does is makes deals with the people who Dor's talking about, the third-party sellers, and their products. And they need, okay, the way Amazon works, people ain't going to buy it unless you got good reviews, usually. So what they want is reviews on their stuff. And honest reviews. It doesn't have to be just good reviews. So this is a place where they will deeply discount the price of things for your review within 10 days of receiving the item. And I've already had Bluetooth headsets sent to me, some LED lighting. I've probably had a dozen things sent to me at super ridiculous cheap prices. Now, as you look through here, though, there are some things that I would say aren't discounted at all. So you can't just, you know, go through it. But you can't just buy it right off the bat. You need to go in there, look for things, and then if there's something you think you might want to review, you click a button that says request review. And then the seller will decide whether you're going to review their item or not. And then they'll email you a coupon code if they feel that they want you to review their item.
Yes, I will say there is a insane spectrum of things you can get off of this. Like literally anything you can think of, but unfortunately everything also you can't think of is also here.
Yeah.
But when Eric says deep discounts, to be honest, a lot of times it seems like it's well above 50% discounts, which we're, if you actually look around, I guarantee you will find plenty of stuff 90% off or more. And if you leave a bad review, it's a review. If you leave a good review, it's a review. They just need reviews, and they're hoping their product is good enough to get good reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some, I have given some bad reviews. Like, so for instance, I got some oven gloves, you know, oven gloves. You can't really mess them up, can you? As long as things don't burn your hand when you take it out of the oven, you're probably pretty good. only problem is with this set, the fingers were extremely short. Like ridiculously short. The gloves were huge and the fingers were really short. So I had to ding them on that one. And then I got a set I got for $5. This is just one of the examples. For $5, I got 2 20-inch multicolor LED under cabinet lights with the hardware to mount it and everything, and a remote control to change the color and change the setting of the way the lights change on their own and things like that, and they fade in and out or switch colors on their own. It's just cool little things like that. Tons of phone cases and stuff like that too. Lots of those for free. There's a lot of stuff on here for free, and the shipping's always free too. So it's not like can't really go wrong for free. Just don't forget. Now they do say if you don't get your review up there within 10 days, they'll boot you. You're out. You won't be able to buy no more stuff.
So you don't really get every review is a shallow review then, because you can't live with the product. If you have to review it within 10 days, every review is a shallow review. You can't live with the product for a month. You can't really see when I make a review, I like to make it weeks or months later so that I can, review the longevity, the overall life of the device, not the first impression. Looks like all they're interested in is first impression reviews.
I agree.
You can always go back and revise your review later.
I always look at the reviews when I buy something on Amazon. I don't buy it without looking at the review. But one of the things that frustrates me is there's 200 five-star reviews that begin with, I just got this and it sure is shiny.
Yeah.
That's not a review.
And they do require that you say in your review, I was offered this at a discount for review purposes or something like that too. So people, when they're reading the Amazon reviews, they know that. You know, there's something to your review like that where it's not 100% just, you needed that thing and you bought it. Now you're reviewing it.
I think reviews are one of the, we're going to look back in history and say this was one of the pivotal technologies that really changed the way we buy things. Peer reviewing online is immensely helpful. Mm-hmm. The problem is almost everybody does it wrong.
That and unfortunately anything that's helpful or valuable also then has the potential to be gamed. Right. So it's something that it's one of those things when you look at something, you can't just assign a weight to it without review, because unfortunately there will always be people out there just doing whatever they got to do to get good reviews. I will say I am tempted to do this, just because I can always use more better, things, whether it be just, earbuds, phone cases, tablet cases, or whatever. But I actually do see a couple things here that might be good for the home, like silicone cookware stuff. I like to cook.
Yeah, just don't get the oven gloves.
They got some men's bicycle shorts with pads in the derriere for you. Ooh. Door.
You had me at bicycle shorts.
Is there padding in the front? That's really what I need more than. No, sorry.
Not an image I need.
It doesn't let me see the other side. Can't tell. Yeah, this is another one I got. Glass, tempered glass. Dor was raving about his tempered glass screen protector, so I found one on here for free, and they shipped it to me. And I my review is kind of weird, I actually updated my review after I wrote it. The glass screen protector, okay. My house isn't super dusty, but I got a piece of dust on there. It did allow me to remove it and take it off, and it just got worse every time, and then I had 2 pieces of dust. But then and this was all with the phone off. Now, when I turn the phone on,
can't see it.
All my flaws are gone. It's perfect. Yeah. So I wrote back in my review. I'm like, I was a little too hard on myself. It's actually great. It works good. And as long as I didn't take a drill to it to really test that part of it.
Well,
but yeah,
I hope not. I will say every cover I get, I always buy at least 2 or 3 of them, just because if you don't get it on there perfect, my logic is you peel it off, you throw it away. Because it's never going to get better when you try to apply it. And you left Chicago early, Eric. Ask one of the other guys there how many times I dropped my phone. In the time span of 5 minutes, I know I dropped it at least 5 times on the concrete. And I do believe the tempered glass does help the screen stay a little bit more rigid so it doesn't break.
I saw you drop it a couple times, and you've got like some kind of weird breakaway case that just makes a ton of noise and flies everywhere.
It sounds horrible.
That's one of those cases designed by NASCAR. It takes a hit and just explodes into pieces.
It's a metal case, like metal. And when it falls, the back just goes and it just flies away, but it literally sounds almost like glass breaking when it hits.
It's scary, isn't it? His back goes flying over there. Everybody just knows that his phone's in five pieces and shattered, you know, when you listen to it.
But every time I drop it, I'm like, don't worry about it, it's fine.
But everybody's like, well, dude, you're hoping it's fine because we heard that.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine.
I broke the glass on my phone. It was just one of those fluke things. It fell just right at just the right angle and hit a rock on the pavement at just the right corner and cracked it. And then I had it replaced, and the guy where I replaced it was a real bargain. I didn't think to ask why it was a real bargain. It wasn't a Gorilla Glass screen. So the second one broke. I sat down with it in my pocket, and it broke. I'm like, all right, fine. But I've already spent enough now that if I get another screen on it, I might as well get a new phone.
Right.
So I've just been living with a cracked screen. So that's something to be looking for, just a word of advice. If you do a screen replacement, ask what kind of screen it is. Because there's a difference between a tempered glass and a Gorilla Glass.
How long did it last before you cracked it the second time?
A month.
Well, from a person who used to do screen replacements, sometimes they don't get all the glass out of there, and that's the easiest way to break it again, because they'll have a little bit of glass still stuck in there, just a tiny micro piece of glass, and that's when you break them sitting down with it in your pocket or something. I've seen.
I just figured the only reason I replaced it the first time is it was cutting my finger. It was a jagged piece. This one, you know, this one's just a spider crack. I can live
packing
with that.
Packing tape, clear packing tape.
Okay, well, that's all the apps I have for this week. I'm going to leave the rest, the other 10, on the floor kind of thing. Eric, do you have any words of wisdom to end the week off?
No, I gave it all out already. I don't...
Dude.
Okay, use suntan lotion.
Sunblock.
Okay.
Sunscreen.
You don't want to use butter.
Don't use butter.
Okay. Mr. Cockrell from elementop.com, do you have anything else you would like to say to everyone?
My word of advice is don't install beta versions of Ubuntu. There you go.
Yeah.
Just never do that.
Good man. Smart man. And I am door-to-door-geek at podnos.com. You want to contact us, just send us an email at aaa@podnos.com. You can send a voicemail in at 7076-PODNUT. And I want to thank everyone for their support. Thank everyone for downloading the show. Thanks for everyone joining the club. And thanks for everyone who does go to podnos.com/Amazon. You guys help support the network much, much more than I think you actually realize that you do. Thanks, everyone, and we will see everyone next week.
Oh,
Eric had to mention that site you couldn't stop browsing.
Oh, man.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.